Capital 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:11. We're going to top out at 33 today. It's snowy and, you know, it seems like, you know, sometimes we plan the show one way and then it completely goes a different way. And this is one of those days.
Yep.
Just because, you know, you get to talking about something and the next thing you know, the phone rings about that. And then the phone rings about something else. And it's just more fun to talk with you guys than whatever dumb crap we had planned. So
plus weather always seems to hijack our show.
I know.
So, yeah.
And it kind of drives me a little nuts, but.
But it's important.
We did find out from.
And somewhat interesting.
We did find out from several sources, though, the year of the Christmas blizzard.
And it was from Kelly, confirmed it from KDLT. And she did say that it was 2009.
It was 2009.
What I said, okay. Yes.
So then I guess Jackie was a little over a year old then. I was remembering her as a baby that year. But all we basically did was, on Christmas Day, we spent our Christmas going out and shoveling snow every 3 hours.
She did say some parts of South Dakota had 30 inches.
I think we had 20 or 21 right in Sioux Falls.
I just remember it being really bad and the mall closing early on Christmas Eve because it was so bad. And a lot of people didn't get to have their Christmases on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, they ended up being different times. You know, everybody had to reschedule.
I mean, and they knew that storm was going to be big. And I remember we left the Christmas Eve service at church. And it hadn't gotten bad when we went in. By the time we came out, ooh, wow, it had changed a lot. Lori's on the phone. How are you, Lori?
Hey, not too bad. I was wondering, didn't you have to remind all these idiots that it's icy and that you need to drive slow? Could you also remind these dumbasses that thing that you buy at the store, it's called a stick with a brush on, is used to clean off your windows and your headlights?
So you can see, you mean?
Yeah, maybe that's what that stick with the brush on.
So you don't have to impair your vision when driving?
Right. So all the snow doesn't blow off your car into everybody else's faces and maybe what they can see where they're going?
What is that thing called?
A stick with a brush.
Yeah, a stick with a brush.
I like Lori's name for it better than an ice scraper.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you called that in before I published my winter driving for dummies
must be added
for the website because that needs to be there.
Must be added.
That blows me away. The people who do that,
yeah,
they take off driving because they're in a hurry and it's like, oh, I'll just run the windshield wipers, then I can at least see.
No, you need to brush it off.
I'm 43 and I'm old school. My dad taught me the first damn thing you do is you clean off that car. You can't find it, you ain't driving it.
Yeah, and you know the other thing too is the roof and hood.
Right, because it'll.
Yeah.
It could come forward, the hood not so much, but the hood or the roof, it can come forward and block your view when you're stopping.
Yeah.
So, thank you for the call, Lori.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
The best thing you can possibly have is a remote start.
Definitely.
I don't have one right now.
It is so nice.
My first winter without remote start.
Oh, how you doing?
In a long time.
Doing okay?
I'm getting by. First world problems. Just one other little tidbit I happened to find Googling around. There was a severe winter storm blizzards disaster declaration made by FEMA.
Yeah.
For South Dakota of the period from January 3rd, 97 to Friday, January 31st, 1997.
So
the disaster was declared on the 10th of that year.
I recall it being 96, and I asked Kelly, and she did say it was 96 that we got 19.8 inches, which was less than the 27.8 inches.
I'm not doubting.
That we got in
I'm not doubting the snowfall, but the really bad windy blizzard. No, the really bad one was in January. I know it was.
No, it was
because I was living in an apartment in Brookings, and I was not in class that semester.
I send her back a tweet asking her if she remembered the exact date, or she could look up the exact date. Glad we got some friends in high places here. The weather. Stuff,
I know it was January 97.
No, it was not. It was 96.
That whole winter was bad. I'm not denying that there was a big snowstorm in December of that year.
Yeah, but that was the bad one.
But I remember where I was living when I drove through the Death Star Tunnel down I-29.
Yeah, I think you have your date wrong, date savant.
When have I ever been wrong on a date?
I think you this time.
I was living in an apartment. I dropped out of school that semester. in Brookings.
I'm just telling you that I very much remember it being in 96 in December still.
I may be wrong, but I won't be convinced of it ever.
And yeah, until Kelly says, because she has the actual data in front of her.
I don't know.
They keep all the information. Really? That's not going to convince you?
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:24, up to 33 today. Snow, it already fell. I don't think we're supposed to get any more the rest of the day. But we got, what was the total we got so far?
3.5 inches in Sioux Falls reported at the airport. Yeah. I'm also reading quite a bit of tweets regarding accidents and stuff like that. But the top of the Renner off ramp of I-29, I guess, is super slippery. But all the on and off ramps are really slick. And I just found, I just also saw that the plows are out now.
Okay.
So, like I said before, that sometimes they wait until the snow stops.
I mean, it's, I'm not going to even begin to try to criticize the DOT, because sometimes it's supposed to, a storm is supposed to be not a big deal.
Yeah.
And you don't really know until it starts that it is a big deal. Right. And, you know, and then there's times where it's supposed to be a, this wicked thing, and they're out sanding and they got the plows running around and there's
nothing. Right.
So, I mean, predicting the weather and whether or not you need plows out is easy job.
If you don't have to go anywhere this morning, don't.
Yeah, but I think most people do.
But I'm just saying, if you don't have to.
And this isn't exactly the storm of the century.
No.
This is just winter in South Dakota.
Ooh, there's a school bus in the ditch north of Sioux Falls.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's hope they can keep the motor running and keep it warm.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing you worry about is if you can't. You know, if you're, well, there's not enough snow on the ground for that to be an issue with a school bus, but, you know, if you're, the hood of your car, I don't, you know, it may not be safe to even run the engine if your exhaust is not getting out, although it would probably melt the snow around it and find its way out.
But. Yeah. So you're not invincible, people, if you have, you know, four-wheel drive and all that kind of stuff.
If you have you a tank, invincible. If you are driving a tank to work, like an Abrams tank, or I don't even know what they're called. That's the only name of a tank I can think of.
Like an army tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever they're called.
If you have one of those to drive to work, you're probably, you can go as fast as you want, probably.
Okay.
You can also go through cornfields and ditches. And doesn't matter.
Whatever you want to. Then.
But unless you have a tank, then you're probably in need to slow down a little bit. We got a call about Cliff Avenue is backed way up. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 57th Street, the caller was trying to go north on Cliff, had not even gotten to 57th yet, and it is backed. She can't even tell where the backup starts. Somewhere between 57th and 229, we don't know where.
Ooh.
But, what?
I'm just looking at, there's a picture tweeted at me from Argus 911 of the picture of the school bus in the ditch. They're pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It does look like there's a pickup that's went in also to, like, maybe help them or something, so. Okay. From what I can tell. But yeah, Argus 911 tweeted that at me. So thanks, guys, for that.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, and Ashley tweeted it as well. Thank you.
There is, Mel and I are kind of having an argument here about, I think we're both right. I really do.
It's very possible because there were several of them. But just so you know, Kelly did tweet me back now, and she said she thinks it was December 24th or 25th of 1996. She says she doesn't have the exact dates on that one.
Oh. Well, she's from Michigan anyway. What would she know?
Okay, yeah. Because she's not, you know, she doesn't do weather for a living.
I'm kidding. But I do know she's from Michigan. I don't know if she's a Youper or not, but not that that matters. Let's see here. Who is I going to talk to? Mary is on the phone. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. I'm listening to Andy and Mel, and they're arguing about the snowstorm in 96 and 97.
Yeah.
And I have some information for him that it was both, because my son was born that year.
I thought it was both.
Yep. He was born November 18th, and we just had an ice storm before that. 3 weeks later, we had a baby shower for him. We had a snowstorm like December 13th, something like that. He was baptized on January 4th. We had another snowstorm.
So, I know that there was a blizzard on the 14th or right around there because my birthday, and I had influenza, and I had to go to the emergency room on my birthday.
Yep. Yeah. Because my sister-in-law had to travel back from Laverne to T and got stuck at the border, and my father-in-law had to go get her. And then my son got baptized on January 4th, and we had another snowstorm. So it was like every 3 weeks we were having all those.
Yeah,
snowstorms.
And there were, I saw one website that was citing there were 4 major blizzards that year or that winter, yep. The 96-97 winter.
But the one that we got, yep. The 19.8 inches was still a 96.
I'm not doubting that. All I'm saying is the big, massive blizzard. Blizzard doesn't always mean snowfall.
I know. It means
it's
wind
and cold.
I know.
And
yep.
It was a full-on blizzard, and it was, I mean,
I remember.
The storm,
yeah.
Front, I remember watching the radar at the Kmart in Brookings where I was working. The storm front was like, it reached into southern North Dakota and all the way down to northern Nebraska, and it went completely across South Dakota and just shut us down.
What was the blue light special?
I think they were.
We didn't do them then.
You're both right, because I think they had.
I think that's what it is. We're both right.
I think so. Yeah. So,
yep. I'll give it to you both.
What? We're both right?
I know. It hurts,
you're
doesn't
both
it?
Right.
Weird. Weird.
I feel icky.
That does feel icky.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mary.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What?
I'm tweeting Sean Cable
is
because.
Is that possible for us both to be right?
He lived right across. Well, he was never there. He was in Sioux Falls all the time because he was already working. But he lived across the hall from me in Brookings when that storm happened.
See, I think what happened is that you're thinking about maybe some aftermaths, but the actual snowfall in original blizzard was in December of 96 still.
Okay.
That's what I think is happening here.
You're right.
Thanks.
What's coming up in the dirt, Mel?
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Channing Tatum and his wife Jenna are expecting their first child. No other details released other than that Jenna is due next year. Lady Gaga has tweeted out a jazz version of You and I that she says she recorded after, quote, too many whiskeys. Not wine, too many whiskeys. And Alicia Keys has been hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit. Songwriter Earl Schumann claims that Girl on Fire sounds too similar Eddie Holmes' 1970s single, Hey There Lonely Girl, which he wrote. It seems like just an attempt at a cash grab, though, because the similarities are pretty slight. And that is The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
So, should I play the clip of the Lady Gaga jazz version of
You
and I?
If you'd like
to.
Something about this place.
I like it.
That's pretty awesome.
Something about lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something
pretty cool.
Something about my cool Nebraska guy. Oh, there's something about baby, you and I.
And that just proves that she can actually sing.
That,
too.
I was about to say the same thing because her music is so usually and performances are so dressed up in stuff.
Right.
You can't hear her sing, but that she's good.
She's got pipes.
I love cool jazz like that.
Oh, yeah.
With the singing like that.
And especially in a song that you know the words, so you are familiar with it.
I
like that.
I probably like that better than most jazz just because I kind of know the song already.
Right, right. You know? I like that.
They should do
great.
Smells Like Teen Spirit in a jazz version.
That'd be great. You should try it.
Is it on Google?
I don't think anybody's done that one. Jazzy.
Jazz?
No, but I bet you we've got some musician fans that are musician people that we have friends with that could maybe do that for us.
There were always these bluegrass covers that would come out of everything.
Yeah.
And maybe there still are. I don't know.
We should ask Crash if some of his musician friends could do us a version of that jazzy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just got some cool info. Thank you, Sean Cable. First off, I was right. January 97, there was a very nasty blizzard. Statewide shut down the whole state. Because here's what I tweeted at him. Big argument right now. Do you remember a massive statewide blizzard in January 97? Trench cut through I-29 Brookings to Madison. He replied, heck yes. I lived in Brookings and had to commute to Sioux Falls. It was horrible. Did a live shot curled up in a ball because it was so cold. And then I asked him another question if that was the same storm where the woman was stranded in a car in the snowstorm.
Yeah.
His reply, yep. He even remembered her name, Karen Nelson.
Okay.
She was stuck in her car for 4 days.
So that was...
Oh, and Mike Henriksen jumped in on the conversation.
Okay.
She was from the Webster area and got stranded on her way home from Britain. It was 3 days, he said, that she was stuck in the car.
Because I remember that part as well.
And I remembered it was from that same storm, too.
Yeah.
Because it was like the worst one in my lifetime that I could remember.
But I just remember the original snowfall amount, though, I think came in December. And I think that's where we're getting our arguments crossed.
I was right and you were not wrong.
Kind of. Yeah. We'll just say.
You had to do the look up at the ceiling, think for a second thing.
We'll just
there.
Say 96 to 97.
It was a bad winter.
It was a bad winter.
All right. Now that we've taken an hour of show to determine that.
I'm done with that.
And we had to involve TV weathermen in the process
weather
as well.
Weather people.
People, yes. I forgot Kelly also was helping out.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't on my side, so.
So you had to go
well,
somewhere
she wasn't,
else.
I guess she wasn't. On either of our side, she was just providing information you asked for.
Yeah, the information.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So now that the snow has left the area,
it's still crappy out. Though.
It's still crappy out, but who spends more on the Christmas gifts at Christmas, the man or the woman?
Women.
I'll give you the answer to that next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:52, up to 33 today. Another chance of snow tomorrow. Yeah. Winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m., although the snow is pretty well cleared out of Sioux Falls. It is still falling east of here, so.
There's freezing drizzle, actually, south of us.
Oh, yeah. Down around Vermilion, I guess it's pretty bad.
And Yankton and stuff like that, yeah. And that's causing some major issues at the moment.
Yeah. Looks like the snow has moved off towards, it's past Worthington now,
yeah,
so
freezing,
it's well out of the area.
Freezing drizzle being reported near Elk Point, Vermilion, Yankton, and Sioux City.
Yeah.
The DOT cam is covered in ice.
Well, it doesn't look like it's raining in that area now, but it was certainly.
That was seven minutes ago.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, there's no rain on the radar.
Okay.
It probably fell earlier, and that's what the issue is. Because, yeah, there was the storm that came through here, like, in a line about dead even with Sioux City, over into eastern Iowa, it's freezing rain and rain. So, yeah, good times.
Fun.
Looks like there's another little batch of weather blowing in from the west. It's between Pier and Chamberlain right now. Careful in that I-90 corridor later on today.
Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, I was feeling like a weatherman.
Oh.
But nobody can see me point at the map.
No, they can't. And you don't have a green screen either.
Nor is there any video element to our broadcast whatsoever.
Right. So stop.
Okay, so.
Dork.
The question I asked you. A little bit ago was, who spends more on Christmas, on the gifts? Is it men or women?
I think women do.
For the significant other is what I'm talking about, more specifically.
Well, if you would have said that, then I would say
that
men,
would,
probably.
That would change your answer?
I think so.
You would have been right.
I would have been right that women still spend more?
Yes.
Oh.
If I had been clearer in the statement.
Yeah.
In a survey, men were 233% more likely to say that they spend the majority of their disposable income on their wife or girlfriend than women were to say they spend the majority of their disposable income on their husband or boyfriend for Christmas.
I'm so confused.
I know, it's worded really weird. This survey also found that only 1% of both men and women say they spend more money on their friends than they do themselves.
Okay.
Who spends money on their friends?
I buy stuff for my friends.
I don't.
They're usually my friends' kids, because they're like my godchild, so.
Well, that's a little different, like just your friends in general. I mean.
I usually get something for the besties.
You buy too many gifts for people. You really do.
Okay. Depends on who you're trading gifts with. I mean, if you already, like, are you getting something for me for Christmas? Yes. Okay, I'm getting you something. Kind of conversation.
We didn't have this conversation, though.
We always get something for each other.
No, you always get something for me, and then I have to go get something for you.
Really? Really?
I'm kind of like Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory when it comes to the gifting.
Mm.
It's like, oh, no, you've given me a burden.
Okay. Every year we've done this, Andy. We've gotten each other something for Christmas.
I know.
Every year.
Luckily, your birthday
and
is close to Christmas, so I can lump them together.
Yeah, yeah. Sound like a husband there.
Hot 104.7.com.